K-State Nation, what up? Eddie Greer, another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, coming to you once again, November 12th, this Wednesday. Well, today is Wednesday. We're going to talk about this Wednesday. On Wednesday, November 12th, 2025, first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of the Pro Project Podcast. Everything Kansas State Athletics out there in Kansas City, at K-State University in Manhattan, Kansas, Kansas City, Kansas. So there's that. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for once again stopping by and giving us a listen here as we are in a bit of a weird transition. But we are fully focused. Well, we've been always focused on this podcast, but we're in full go on this K-State podcast for almost over a month now, stuff like that. So you've been missing out on any content. You might want to hit that subscribe button, like the alarm bell. Every time we update your content daily, y'all will be first to be notified about that. Whether that's football back this week, in Oklahoma State. Oh man, goodness! Now in Stillwater, taking on Oklahoma State. You got the doubleheader tomorrow with the men's women's basketball team and on women's basketball team here in this episode here in just a minute. There, K-State baseball has been in and out of action this fall. Women's tennis has been busy. Women's volleyball, as I'm sitting down recording this women's basketball episode, getting set here later on tonight, taking on 23rd-ranked Baylor, as K-State will look to continue that momentum and try to get themselves another takedown, another top 25 opponent there. Women's soccer, I saw something on that. Man, I might do an episode on that on the old X, Twitter slash X, whatever you want to call it these days, and a lot more cross-country, track and field, women's rowing, men's women's golf. We got it all covered here on this podcast. So, again, thank you so much for the latest edition, or thank you guys so much for your support, especially lately, of this Kansas State Athletics podcast. You might want to add this to your collection of K-State podcasts. Just saying. So I found out, speaking of women's basketball, where Natasha Klassens is. She is with the Belgian national team this week. As K-State junior forward, Natasha Klassens will be away from the Wildcat women's basketball team all week as she is taking part in the November training camp with the Belgian senior women's national team in Belgium. And remember, we kind of rewind ourselves back a little bit. She was the last get for Jeff Mitty on this year's roster. I cannot talk on this Wednesday, my goodness, on the roster, the last piece for this year for 25-26, right? So she will be out or overseas doing that. Therein, we got a quote from Jeff Mitty, head coach of the K-State women's basketball team, who is sitting right now 3-0, and again, they'll kick off that doubleheader tomorrow against not North Dakota's. South Dakota, I got football in the brain. Now North Dakota, they should have beat K-State, and we got away with that one there. But anyways, let's get this thing back on the railroad tracks here before we get too carried away. But anyways, so the women's basketball team playing South Dakota tomorrow night to kick off that doubleheader in Bramers Coliseum, and it's the men's team to follow that. They'll take on Cal, and I did get a note, did get something from Alex, and have not responded to that yet. I'll get on that at some point this morning. Anyways, head coach of the women's basketball team, Jeff Mitty. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Quote, we are excited for Natasha and her opportunity to grow as a player within the Belgian national team. And he goes on here to say, quote, we know she will use this chance to improve her game, and we look forward to her return to Manhattan in a week. End quote there as well. Klassens, of course, for those of you not familiar, has been involved with the Belgian national team for the last 2 years. Go back to last year, she was a member of the team that competed at the 2024 Paris Olympic Games. During the summer of 2025, a few months ago, before the season started, Klassens aided Belgium in winning the 2025 FIBA Women's Euro Basketball Tournament there as well. So two games so far this year, Klassens averaging 10 points a game exactly, field goal percentage, 50% shooting from the field, almost 9 rebounds a game, 3 steals. She's been active again this year. So I'm like, wondering, yeah, we, I kind of So I was like, where's Natasha at? I didn't see her on there. So we're kind of, was she taking time out or whatever? But we figured out where she is. We know where Natasha is. We know where she is now. We are up to date on where she is now. She'll be back with K-State with the basketball team next week there. But yeah, she's been really good against SMU to her last game before traveling overseas for the week. She nearly missed her first double-double. 8 points, 11 rebounds, and that 11 rebounds is season high. We're early in the season there as well. So yeah, man, and four steals there as well. She has been very, very active, and I would imagine again, I haven't been paying, well, we talked about the starting lineup on the postcast of the victory, oh gosh, now over Lamar. We're talking about the women's basketball team on the postcast. That's on the feed right now. So yeah, so that's where she is right now. She is continuing to work on her game, obviously, and obviously it's going to be looking, it looks like, again, we got to give it another month or maybe the rest of the year to try to figure out these basketball teams moving forward. Of course, when we enter into 2026, we would know, and for EG3's sake, we would know where these teams or individuals going to project, right? So it's going to still take some time, but it looks like Natasha Klass is going to be an integral piece if K-State women's basketball is going to be successful in this year, 2025-26. But they're off to a good start there, because without that coming behind victory there, SMU, that they would have had their first, well, obviously they had their first loss because they were trailing throughout most of that game there. And then they, of course, turned on, of course, the heroics by Gina Garcia at the buzzer last weekend there. So yeah, man, Natasha Klaassen's over there right now in Belgium, take care of her business there, working on her game. And then next week, yeah, she'll be back with the team next week there. Meanwhile, her team, again, tomorrow we'll kick off that doubleheader against South Dakota. And then over the weekend, am I going to guess this? Yes, I am. let's go ahead and pull it out. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports, Eddie Greer, real quick. And then Sunday, right? They'll host Texas A&M without Natasha Klaassen there as well. And that's, one o'clock. And again, postcast after every K-State event, including reaction edition after, hopefully, K-State on the football side knocks off Oklahoma State. So, again, lots of activity still between football, men's basketball, and women's volleyball and basketball. We're super busy with some matches and games this week for you, as we talked about it on the This Week in the MHK episode there as well. So there is that, excuse me, as we close this episode out. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports. Again, iTunes, Amazon, Google, Spotify, wherever this is your podcast there. Podbean app. Might hop on over there later on this afternoon, record an episode there, and I got to get back to Alex there now. Yeah, totally forgot about that. So, we'll see. Probably not. But at least for this afternoon, at least on my end, might hop over there. But anyways, it is Greer 380's podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3-E-D-D-I-D Process Podcast. Again, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3-E-D-D-I-D Process Podcast. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast. Keep spreading the word out. We appreciate your support each and every day, including the last several weeks. Man, you guys are turned up for your support on this podcast. I thank you so much for that as we continue to roll here in the month of November. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another women's basketball episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State Athletics. Go Cats.